This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The Trump administration today resumes high-stakes negotiations with China aimed at ending the trade war between the two countries. What's the outlook? Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Today's meeting in Washington is the ninth session between U.S. and Chinese trade representatives. Analysts are hopeful they're close to an agreement that could ease global economic jitters. President Trump at a GOP fundraiser says the U.S. will stand firm against Beijing.
Trading abuses and theft of intellectual properties and so many other things that they've done to us. I don't know how you people allowed this to happen for so many years. You've been here longer than me. But they really have. They've taken advantage of our country. And you know what? I respect them for it.
The U.S. and China have imposed tens of billions of dollars in new tariffs on each other's imports. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
More than a week after declaring victory over the Islamic State self-declared caliphate, U.S.-backed forces are still trying to rid the group's last stronghold of its fighters. A spokesman for the Syrian Democratic Forces says clearing operations in the northeastern Syrian town of Baghouz includes an ongoing hunt for ISIS members who have yet to give up the fight. Separately, the London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights estimates there may be as many as 4,000 to 5,000 insurgent fighters and operatives in areas controlled by the SDF. As the floodwaters recede and cyclone hits southern Africa, officials are starting to assess the region's immediate and longer-term needs. The head of the World Food Program says food security in the wake of Cyclone Idai is a very serious issue going forward, and that crops, particularly in Mozambique, are just gone. The monster storm slammed into Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe in mid-March, bringing powerful winds, heavy rains, and storm surge flooding. Nearly 900 people have been confirmed dead across the region, while many more are missing. This is VOA News. A mass vaccination campaign against cholera has begun in Mozambique to prevent this deadly disease from turning into a full-blown epidemic. Mozambique's Ministry of Health confirms more than 1,400 cases, mainly in Beira, the city hit hardest by Cyclone Idai. The campaign is spearheaded by the World Health Organization and the United Nations Children's Fund. During the coming 5 days, the two agencies plan to vaccinate nearly 900,000 people in the city of Beira and surrounding areas. Christian Lindemeyer is a WHO spokesman.
We are hoping that in the course of the year, when things are a bit calmer, a second dose could be given, which then extends, of course, the protection. Right now, the emergency protection is at least 6 months. That's why we'd like to follow up within the 6 months to have a longer protection, because let's not forget the area in Mozambique is highly endemic for cholera anyway.
Voters in the U.S. Midwestern city of Chicago have made history by giving a landslide victory to Lori Lightfoot. She'll be the first African-American woman to serve as mayor there. She'll also be Chicago's first openly gay mayor. Lightfoot had defeated another African-American woman in a runoff election. She'll be sworn in on May 20th, succeeding Rahm Emanuel, at one time President Barack Obama's White House chief of staff. More parents, some very well known, charged in a U.S. college admissions cheating scam, appear in court today. AP correspondent Matt Small has a report.
Actresses Felicity Huffman, Lori Loughlin, and her husband, fashion designer Massimo Giannulli, are due to make initial appearances, along with other parents, in a federal court in Boston today to face charges that they took part in a wide-ranging college admissions cheating scam authorities call Operation Varsity Blues. All were charged last month in a scheme in which authorities say parents paid an admissions consultant to bribe college coaches and rig test scores to get their kids into top universities. The consultant at the center of the scandal is already pleaded guilty and is cooperating with investigators. I'm Matt Small.
It has come to light that a Chinese woman was arrested after entering President Trump's Florida retreat last week. After she managed to get by security, claiming she was there for a non-existent gathering, a receptionist alerted authorities and the Secret Service stepped in. A search of her possessions allegedly turned up 4 cell phones, a laptop computer, and a data storage device known as a thumb drive that reportedly contained malicious software. The woman is charged with making false statements to federal agents and illegally entering a restricted area. The Democratic-controlled House Judiciary Committee votes today to authorize subpoenas to obtain the full Mueller report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election, as well as the testimony of 5 former White House officials interviewed by the special counsel. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.